From listening to my voice right now, you'd have no idea that I'm one of the 3 million Americans who stutter. Stuttering is a stealth disability. If I never opened my mouth, you'd have no idea that, somewhere in the speech center of my brain, there are a few crossed wires. And like many people who stutter, I have, on more than one occasion, considered never speaking again. On my difficult days, every word comes out of my throat with a snarl of hooks and barbs. They might catch on the back of my tongue. They might pin my tongue to the roof of my mouth or to the back of my teeth. If they get past all that, they still might pin my lips together. What's more interesting, though, is the collection of odd, humorous, and sometimes disturbing things that I do to get words out of my mouth. I roll my eyes back into my head in pure horror movie style, as if possessed by a demon. I also turn my head slowly from side to side, as if easing the consonants and vowels through their invisible obstacle course. I have no idea why these things work, and they're not always voluntary. But the most insidious thing about my stutter is what you're hearing right now. If I sit down in front of a live microphone, the stutter simply evaporates. When I was a teenager, this led me to believe that if it could go away some of the time, it could be eliminated entirely. The right set of thoughts, the perfect conditions, the magic words would throw a rope around my stutter and haul it in for good. I wouldn't figure out for many years that my stutter's capricious, random nature is also part of the disability. Approaching it as a riddle with a single answer is to give in to the crazy cycle of fluency and disfluency. The only solution is to accept the absence of a solution. In my most enlightened moments, I embrace that absence. I move with my verbal blocks and repetitions the same way a dancer moves with his partner. The rest of the time, I'm like everyone else, struggling with my own personal version of imperfection.